Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're going to be introducing the idea of having shippers plan for every month as being in the heart of peak season. And of course, once you digest that a bit, and you realize that it's kind of what the last 20 months have felt like with the explosive growth of e-commerce, it's really not that out of the realm of possibility. And I really like this topic. And today, of course, my name is Michael Levins, and I'm Group Editorial Director for Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, which of course includes Logistics Management Magazine. And today I'm joined by Ken Fleming, and Ken is President and Chief Sales Officer of Logistics, and that's a leading provider of cloud-based multi-carrier parcel shipping software. Ken, welcome. I'm so glad you can join us today. And I'm really looking forward to exploring this concept, right, of the 12-month peak season. Wow. So let's start by maybe setting the table with a little bit of the historical context. Ken, after we consider, what shippers have managed through in 2020 and then of course the 2021 peak season, which we just kind of came out of, what lessons have we learned about preparing for peak?
So I'm really excited about this topic too, Michael, because it's one of those things that kind of dawned on me by watching kind of the seasonality of the way that we operate from an IT systems perspective in preparation for peak season, right? So we all know that, peak season is in effect is the fall, right? It's, leading into Thanksgiving and then running through Christmas, and we expect our volumes to be the highest all year long at that time. And so what you get from an IT systems strategy perspective is, let's get through that and then jump into, okay, now what do we got to get done? Because next peak's around the corner, right? And so for me, it's like, what have we learned? And you brought up a very good point when you said this, is that the last 20 months has felt like that. And right. It's actually true. And it dawned on me in working with some of our customers is, why do they behave this way, right? So why not look at it from the approach of every month is peak season, and therefore, what am I going to do to adjust the way that I behave because of it? Now, you kind of opened up the topic by saying, okay, what did we learn, right? And there's a couple of key things that we had to react to from a 2020-2021 perspective. So 2020, I would have described 2020 because, it was the introduction of the pandemic. The pandemic was just underway when we were dealing with everything through to, employee shortages, through to store closures, through to carriers not having capacity due to, they have shortages due to illness or whatever the case may be. It was incredibly disruptive for us all. So for 2020, it was, how do we get through it? Right. We were being reactionary. We weren't necessarily saying, oh, I've got this project or that project, and that's going to help me deal with these changes in e-commerce or whatever. Right. It was, how do we get through it? Yep. So we were very reactionary. And so as a part of that reaction, there was no strategic thinking.
Right.
In 2021, though, however, we had time to see what the impact of it was. And more importantly, we were also adjusting to what did the pandemic mean within our business, right? And I think of it as, if you go, we were trying to be, so how do we become more agile? If we're hit by disruption, right, how do these companies react to the fact that I need to be agile enough to be able to respond? Now, in our space, with logistics, as you introduced me earlier, is that we're in multi-carrier shipping. And it actually took us from being what I would consider to be more of a complementary application, where people look at it to expand or create a more agile world and being more flexible with respect to order fulfillment, to becoming a mainstream application that it became necessary.
Yeah.
Now, in 2021, it was about get me access to more carriers quicker. And it was all directly related to carrier capacity.
Capacity, right.
That makes sense. These carriers didn't have the capacity anymore because they were impacted in different ways. So shippers had to respond by looking for other ways, whether they were going to use postal services or they were going to look to more regional carriers or last mile delivery carriers. So it was all about getting access to the carrier. And I think that's what we've seen, but it's now based on that, where are they heading now?
Right.
So first one was reactionary. Second one was survival.
Right.
And if I go to kind of the third step, which should be more about getting back to agile, about, well, how do you plan for this on a go-forward basis?
Right.
That's where I think it leads into the topic here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So with that in mind, then, and Ken, you know, can you look, you know, here we are a little early in 2022, but still, I mean, based on what you just shared with us, can you maybe share a little bit of an outlook for what, you know, 2022 peak season, you know, might be looking like? What's that next step then?
So what I'm seeing is that, you know, if you look at the definition of agility, you're basically saying you got to be able to adjust to changes in customer behavior, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to actually sense them ahead of that time.
Yep.
And then shape to the behavior, right? Now, we're seeing all kinds of things happen as a result of that, right? And some of it being driven from a competitive nature. But this is where, you know, when you look at, you know, home delivery or home fulfillment, that we're reacting now to the fact that consumers want things on demand.
Right.
And more and more companies, we've seen it. There's a lot of retailers that are announcing same-day delivery services. They're doing ship from store so they can even do several products within an hour. Right. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we're seeing how do people not just prepare for peak, but that's driving us to the topic we're introducing is that, well, isn't it really peak all time now?
Right.
Now, so, but let's kind of focus on what are the key objectives in 2022 peak. Mm-hmm. So, and it focuses around capacity management, right? So not only do I need access to more carriers and different types of carriers, that I need to have full visibility into what their capacity is at all times,
right?
Because I can't be caught short. Because if I'm caught short on carrier capacity, that means I'm not going to deliver. And if I can't deliver, then I can book stuff, mm-hmm. right? So that is a major focus, is that more and more companies now are saying, I need more capacity. I need more carriers so I have more flexible capacity and actually more capacity. And then I really got to be able to manage it closely. So that's the focus for peak. Now, what I would expect volume-wise, right, and this is what I think that we keep talking about, you've heard people say this, right? When are we getting back to the norm?
Right.
Well, it's not going back.
Right.
I mean, I think we've accepted that e-commerce has grown and it's going to continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So we had a reaction in 2020 that saw growth. We then saw peak season in 2021 grow. And every company that I'm speaking to is basically saying 2022 is going to be more of the same.
Right. It's funny. The cover of our February issue of Logistics Management says, well, this is it. So, you know what I mean? You're here, you know, so let's stop asking that question. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the specific strategies, you know, shippers are going to take or need to take in anticipation of this consistent peak season. You work with so many different shippers and so many different clients. Well, what are you seeing? What are some of the specific strategies shippers are taking in anticipation of this new reality?
Well, I what I see them doing now is, I think, and you and I have had, you know, different webinars and podcasts that mm-hmm. we've done, and we've had a recurring theme all the time, which is that we'd say that, you know, they got to be starting now. You got to be starting now. Mm-hmm. Well, I must admit, we're seeing that reaction.
Yeah.
That companies are talking now. I mean, you know, we're in February and they're talking about peak season already and what to expect within peak season. Now, they may not know which carriers they're going to be using at any particular moment. You know, they're constantly renegotiating contracts with different services and service providers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they need flexibility around the implementation of that. But they are trying to make sure that their systems, you know, what is the capacity within their warehouse?
Right.
Are there stores up and running to do fulfillment? Are there people trained? Do they mm-hmm. have those things in place? And they're thinking about it now so that they're not waiting. You know, typically what you would see is it'd be like, phew, last season is over. Let's take a break.
Right.
And then it gets into that May, June timeframe and they're back to rushing around getting ready for peak again.
Yep.
Well, no, I'm seeing them push that up finally. You know, I wish I could say, whew, they heard me.
Yep.
But it wasn't me, right?
Yep.
I think this is a major reaction to what's happening into the industry.
Exactly. You know, so how can we, you know, better prepare? Let's talk about, you know, getting prepared for these challenges associated with this consistent peak. You know, what do we do? What steps do we do to prepare for these challenges now, Ken?
Well, I mean, what we're seeing is, and this is the concept that, you know, we introduced at the beginning of the podcast today, mm-hmm. is what if every month was peak?
Right.
How would your behavior change?
Yep.
And so my view of it is, rather than take a breath, right? So if you sat there and said, hey, look, we've got our production systems up and running. You know, we don't have to worry about anything right now. We're relaxed mode. We're only going to have to worry about things starting in June, right? And my view is, treat your production systems as if every month is peak. Yep. So you should, what is your secondary approach? So your new systems should be thinking about strategic elements. So what am I doing around capacity management? Mm-hmm. How can I add more carriers? While your production systems are saying, I can deal with any load at any time.
Right.
Not ramp things up at the last minute. Yep. Not try to do last minute testing, but make sure that you're prepared for peak every single day. Mm-hmm. Right. And if they start to do that, then that's when I view it as that rush, that stress with respect to are you prepared goes away. Because in fact, you know, if I look at the definition of agility or supply chain resiliency, you're prepared at any time.
Right.
Right. So I've just seen too many times that, you know, from some of these companies that you could, you know, if we were looking at this on a graph, we would see kind of a slow pace and then it starts to pick up spike.
Yep.
Right. And then it goes for till the end of Christmas period. And then it slows down in January and everybody takes a breath and then spike.
Yep.
And what I'm basically saying is run two lines.
Right.
Right. Your production mentality is you should be able to spike at any given moment at any time.
Yep.
But meanwhile, what is your resilient or your agile methodology that says, now I'm going to work on the next thing. So what am I doing around carrier capacity management? I've got my carriers running. Now, how am I going to measure that and not try to do everything at once on the system that could interfere with your ability to actually perform at peak when it occurs?
Right, right. Yeah, outstanding. So speaking of those spikes, Ken, you know, obviously Amazon has had a huge influence on retail behavior, right? So we're no longer just looking at the traditional peak as you've spelled out there very, very beautifully. But, you know, but Amazon's influence on retail behavior, are we seeing, you know, Amazon days and Prime days? Have they had any impact on how retailers are adjusting their strategies and how they're going to adjust, you know, moving forward?
Clearly. And I think that's what leads into this, right?
Yeah, is
it, why is it only Black Friday and the Christmas peak season that we're gearing up for, right? I mean, because if you look at different products and different seasonality for summer months and summer product lines, boating goods, for example, it's in the spring time frame, right? Mm-hmm. RVs, you know, things that we want to be outside doing stuff. So their peak is actually in the spring area, right? Yeah, they see stuff around Thanksgiving, Christmas, obviously, as well, but they have a different type of peak.
Right.
But your comment regarding Prime, I mean, think about it with what happened last summer, right?
Yep.
The total online retail sales in the United States alone exceeded $11 billion.
Right.
And that's what, you know, Adobe Analytics data provided. That's where I'm getting the information. But it was $11 billion. Mm-hmm. Now, to give you an idea, Cyber Monday was $10.9 billion.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So now I'm not saying that Amazon did all that, right? But it's the Amazon effect, if you like, was they created this Prime Day. But because of Prime Day, we actually created an artificial peak season.
Right.
Right. Now, what do you expect? Well, we know Amazon's going to do it again. I mean, already we're sitting there saying that if you take the most, previous Cyber Monday was at $10.9 billion. The most recent one was $10.7 billion. And a Prime Day actually exceeds that at $11 billion, right? And the difference here being, you know, one event's 48 hours versus an actual season type approach, right? But what are retailers doing is that they're reacting to that. So Amazon's strategy is causing other retailers to be shocked and benefit from these types of activities. So whether they create their own days or just ride the wave, they're going to have multiple peak seasons.
Right.
Whether it's back to my seasonality situation, whether it's driven by an Amazon Prime event, whether it's driven by peak season around Thanksgiving or Christmas, then aren't we really dealing with why aren't you prepared for every month to be peak season?
Absolutely.
So, you know, absolutely they're having an effect on this.
Yep. There's no question about that, Ken. And in the fact that in the couple of minutes we do have left in today's session, Ken, just, you know, this we're talking about here is a mindset shift, right? And we know that oftentimes in this marketplace, we tend to kind of take our time and are a little bit more deliberate as we're making. But the last 20 months has accelerated new thinking, right? We have to put new ideas and new strategies into place. So Ken, as we wrap up, you know, what do you see from your unique position as sort of the key obstacles that you know shippers are going to need to overcome as they shift into this mindset of this concept, right? You know, making every month peak. What do they have to overcome?
So think of it this way, right? Is that if you take a look at the agile supply chain, look, buildings don't go up overnight, right? Automation doesn't occur overnight.
Yep.
And the challenge that we've got with peak season is we have to be prepared and react to that, but we're trying to be strategic, right? So when you look at what leaders are trying to do, business leaders are trying to do right now, is they're looking to automate more. And as a result of that movement towards automation, how do you start thinking about that strategically, but at the same time, not interfere with what you have today because you have to be able to address peak, and then you take it to that concept that peak can happen at any time. Right. So if that's true, you really have to have a dual strategy approach. And so I've noted that several of our bigger, more strategic retail and manufacturing type businesses that we work with have already started down that approach, which is they're talking to us not just about, hey, you know, we need the analytics. We want to be able to measure what's going on. We need to be able to respond dynamically. We need to be able to see what's going on with carrier capacity and handle those carrier capacity constraints. And they're saying, yes, we need that. But more importantly, we need to ensure that we get product out the door when those peak systems respond. So what we see is we end up going with a dual strategy. And that is more of an execution strategy, and then something that's focused more on the strategic element around automation, and not trying to combine the two in one. So that's key. I've seen too many cases where companies have said, well, I need it all. And it's kind of the boil the ocean concept. Yeah, you do, but you have to understand that they're being impacted by two different things. Right. To my point on agility, your warehouses don't get up overnight. You don't implement automation within the warehouse or put in technology like ours in 24 hours and have it up and running. You know, we need to talk to warehouse systems. Our warehouse, our systems need to talk to carriers. The carriers have to make sure they've got capacity and trucks available to get to your loading docks. All those things don't magically go at the snap of a finger. So you have those strategic plans that need to be done. But on the other end, you're still delivering goods. You're still managing peak. So it's about really splitting your organization to say, I've got those that keep the lights on, and I've got those that are working on the strategic strategies for what we need to be able to be prepared for today and through the future. And that's what we're seeing people do now, which I'm incredibly thankful for, because it's not a case where, you know, they used to come to companies like logistics and say, okay, I need you to work on this. And we say, great. And it's a strategic project. And then they stop. And they say, quick, we got to get this ready for peak. And then, okay, now let's go back to this. Stop, prepare for peak. And it's never enough. And so that's what really got me going on the concept when we talked about this. What if they become two separate paths? One, it's peak all the time. And two, what are your strategic initiatives and how are you implementing them until they become one in the same? That is really the initiative that I'm starting to see many of the strategic companies take.
I love it. I love the concept, Ken. I think it's going to catch on. I think a lot of folks are thinking that way. I think I mentioned to you right before we started this conversation, I've been getting hit with a number of different emails from other types of folks just loving this idea, and they think that's where we need to be, right? So if there's any time to actually make this transformation, there's no time like the present. Right now, has to happen. So Ken, this was terrific. We are up against the clock. Unfortunately, we do have to wrap up today. So Ken Fleming, President and Chief Sales Officer of Logistics, I want to thank you, sir, for joining me today and introducing this and pushing this concept forward. I love it. I think it's terrific. Thanks for joining us.
Michael.
Thank you. And I want to thank everybody for listening today.